This is Ozarks at Large. Stephen Boggan is the author of the book Follow the Money. It's just been released in paperback. In 2010, Steve decided to spend 30 days following a $10 bill across the United States. He'd done something similar for his bosses at his newspaper, The Guardian, in London, a few years before. He says with this outing, he merely wanted to have fun with the American version of his experiment, but wound up discovering a part of this country no standard tour would ever expose. People invited him into their homes, told him about themselves, and provided him with unforgettable experiences. Last week, I reached Steve at his home in London and asked if he'd mind answering some questions. He was delighted and even had some particularly wonderful things to say about the Ozarks. Our transatlantic phone connection wasn't the best ever, but we talked long enough for you to hear part of his tale recounted in the book Follow the Money. He says he decided to begin his American journey in the middle of the U.S., in Lebanon, Kansas. He also admits he didn't follow the exact same $10 bill, but rather used the transaction of a bill from one person to another. He'd simply get in the middle of that transaction and ask the next person if he could shadow them until they decided to spend a $10 bill.
And everybody said yes. And then to a greater or lesser degree, these people then let me follow them around as well and talk to them about their lives and, you know, what's good in their lives and what's bad and what's funny and what's happy and what's sad until they spent the $10 bill. And then it was on to the next person. And that was across six states and 3,300 miles I did that.
The six-state, more than 3,000-mile odyssey became a new kind of tourism.
As it progressed, I suddenly realized that inadvertently what was happening was I was getting a slice of American life at a particular time. I was taking the temperature of the country, and I didn't even realize I was doing it until I compiled everything back in the UK and suddenly realized that I had so many different types of people, everybody from truckers to musicians, you know, to bankers. I had a repo woman from Colorado. I had all sorts of people. And slowly but surely it dawned on me that I'd accidentally taken the temperature of the USA.
Steve Boggan is quick to point out this wasn't an overly serious study, but the approach allowed him access to a certain degree of honesty he says he wouldn't have received from a politician or an economist. One of his most memorable experiences came in Hot Springs, when the $10 bill he was following was passed into the hands of a musician in the blues-tinged band Crash Meadows.
And then a couple of days later, he mailed it to St. Louis to pay the Jews for a fantasy football league. So that was one way. You know, I got other people who bought apples with it, apple pie. It was left as a tip several times. Of course, it was used to buy quite a bit of beer. On occasion, it would be used to buy groceries. It was used to buy ribs, gas. I mean, all kinds of things. You know, one thing I was lucky with, and that's that nobody decided to put it into a bank.
In fact, when he followed a 10-pound note around England, that's just what happened. His travels ended abruptly when it was deposited into a bank. But he did pledge that he would not interfere in the way the sawbuck was spent in the U.S., though he concedes that by merely observing, he likely altered what would have been the normal trajectory of the money. But no matter, this wasn't designed to be a pristine scientific experiment.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I mean, to be honest, you know, I'm getting on a bit calm. It's not often you get the chance to have a good road trip when you're over 40.
Obviously, you went to places that you wouldn't have gone anyway. So when the guy with Crash Meadows, the band in Hot Springs, mails it off to St. Louis, then you knew that you had to drive north and go up to St. Louis, Missouri?
Yeah, I did. I made a deal with them. I said, okay, if you're going to mail the bill, I can't stop you, but can I do a deal? And they said, what? And I said, please, will you mail it with UPS or FedEx or somebody like that? And I will pay. I would pay for it to be recorded, signed for, you know, anything to protect it. And so they agreed, and they took it to the UPS office, and they mailed it, and it cost me $42.27 to send a $10 bill.
It turned out that money spent was worth it. The man at the other end of the money, accepting it as payment for a fantasy football league, turned out to be a construction worker whose current task took Steve to a place he had no idea he'd ever see.
And then all of a sudden, I saw this enormous mansion. And this guy was a construction worker, and he was restoring this mansion for the Baltimore Ravens quarterback, Mark Bulger. He was actually restoring his home for him. And that was quite amazing to then, you know, I didn't go inside the house. Mark Bulger wasn't there, and I thought that would be unkind. It would be wrong. But I did get to see the grounds on the outside of the house. It's just fantastic. So, I mean, I just never quite knew where it was going to go next.
The biggest lesson Steve says he learned from his travels across the middle of this country, taking politics out of the equation, that people felt similar about many things.
But in terms of living day to day, we're all the same. You can go from one country to another. We kind of highlight our differences. But once you go into the family home, family's the same all over the world. And what's important is the same all over the world. And if somebody is struggling financially, they'll still want to pick up their daughter and give them a cuddle. You know, that doesn't cost anything. That doesn't cost $10. And you go from place to place and you just realize how similar to one another we are. And that was... It's quite humbling when people say, you know, who are you? And I say, well, I'm following that $10 bill. Do you mind? And they say, well, look, it's late. You know, where are you going to stay? And I say, well, here's my phone number. You know, let me know when you're going to spend the $10 bill. I'll just be in a motel nearby. And they'd say, hey, you're not staying in a motel. You know, you're staying with us, side. Now, can you imagine that? You know, somebody you met for 5 minutes.
One Friday night, the $10 bill was spent as a tip at a restaurant in Chicago. Steve explained to the waitress that, well, he came with that $10 bill. The waitress finally understood, but explained she wouldn't be spending the money that night or the next day. In fact, she might not be spending it until the weekend when she planned to visit her father, who would be bow hunting deer in Wisconsin near an Amish community. Then she said,
hey, do you want to come? And that was, I followed this 24-year-old girl for 240 miles, I think it was, who I'd met in a bar for 5 minutes. Can you imagine how I felt when she introduced me to her father?
The father's story, he was shot in Vietnam, is one of the most moving parts of the book. It was a story he had never shared with his family before. You can read about it in the book, Follow the Money. You can also read in that book about here. There is a section of the book devoted to Steve's drive from southern Missouri through northwest Arkansas into Fort Smith and on down to Hot Springs, a drive, he told me, after the formal part of our conversation, that really astonished him.
Oh, my God, what heavenly countryside.
Steve Boggan spoke with me from his home in London last week. The name of his book is Follow the Money. This is Ozarks at Large.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road. When along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab, and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man.